Shalom, kol tov. Chodesh tov. Shalom, everybody. Chodesh tov. The month that we are entering, which today is the first day and tomorrow as well, is Rosh Chodesh. We have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. It's month of Adar. It's a month of Dagim, that means two fish. It's a month that we have the capability and the opportunity to bring joy into our life, to set up a foundation, literally, a foundation that brings joy into my life. There is nothing in the world that can give me energy, can give me the zest of life, when I have in my daily affair joy. That means I get up with joy and I go to bed with joy and I feel satiated and my body is ready to take the rest and I have a good sleep and I get up with joy, looking forward to get out and face my world. There's no joy higher than that. That means I do achieve results. I recognize what is my life. I know where my life is going. And I know what I want in my life. And I've understood what is the purpose of me being here. All this dependent amount of the joy that I can bring to my life. Month of Adar, which is the last month of the 12 months, the last month, we explained last week that every one of us, we have a birthday. Every one of us, we were born on a specific time, a specific date, and a specific place. These three nodes are in every one of us. And when we reach birthday, what kind of an occasion is birthday that we say happy birthday? It's just to let us know the reality that I am one step closer to death. That's what it is. It's a fact of life. That's the beauty. Why? Why it is so beautiful? The beauty of this concept, realizing it, is that there is a part of me, part of my life, part that kept me as to be, part of the yesh in me, has finished its end, because the 12 months is finished, and it's going back to its source. That's why last week we explained that month of Adar is the inner self is preparing, the inner self being my soul. What kept me alive is preparing to retreat from the world, from this world. And because it wants to renew, because the next one after this end is a new beginning. In reality, there is no end. I mean, if the sun goes down and comes back, is it really another day? I mean, anything really changed just because sun is moving around? But, yes, there is a change. And the fact is that every year, an aspect of me has to go back. Drop by drop. Year by year. To go back, to retreat to the source that it came. I gave an example. If you have a machine, you have a car, you want to fix the car, where do you send it? To the mechanic. Where is it specialized in your type of car? They change the oil, they change whatever they have to change, but you have to take it to where you bought it. My part of soul has to go back from where it came in order if it wants to renew. So Adar, which Neptune, we said, is really the controller of the months of Adar. And what is the motto of the Neptune? He says, serve or suffer. Now remember, this month, you have one thing to think. Either you're going to serve or you're going to suffer. There's no second alternative available. And we're going to understand why. We started last week, to set this Neptune, that its key word is serve or suffer. There is a saying for the Pisceans. He who loses himself shall find himself. What do you mean, he who loses himself shall find himself? He who loses his personality finds his soul. For as long as you are stuck in the world of personality and you see the only alternative to live, you are drawn to the world of physicality and you are anchored and you shall not have an opportunity to have a transcending, to have an aliyah, to become better. In this world, You might become, if you put all your forces and energy to acquire wealth, whatever wealth it is, you shall acquire it eventually. But you will leave it here and you will go. However, there is a thing that you can acquire in this world and you shall take with yourself wherever you go. And that's your soul. Whatever you do in this lifetime, this opportunity, whatever you do for your soul, you shall keep. Anything you gain in the physical world, you shall leave. It's a fact that I should recognize and take the opportunity and not go empty-handed out of this world. Because while I am going out of this world, they will force open my hand. If there is a ring on it, for sure they're going to take it off. And then they're going to send me under. No exception. No exception. Renewal must go back to its source. When the Piscean is connected to inner self, we said, that means find the depths of his heart. And tonight we want to learn, how do I connect to my soul? There is the nefesh. Nefesh is my life, is in my blood. If you take my blood out, you take my life source. So nefesh, that life is in the blood. That keeps me alive. My body keeps alive. The soul, ruach, is the concept that brings me energies from above to within me. Every time my heart goes pop, is when my soul, my ruach, and my nefesh, they get together. Because they are two opposites, and they are forced to unite together, that makes the noise, pop, pop. That's the noise in my heart. Now, we said that a person that is born in this month, it's a very sensitive, psychic, mystical capacity. has even cosmic consciousness. He is devoted. She is devoted. Is a dreamer. Either night or day. Has a strong material bondage. He lives in the world of illusion and delusion. His problem is not only illusion. His problem is delusion too. Now what's the difference? Illusion is what my imagination creates for me. That means there is a light that comes into my head and I imagine and I go into a world of illusion. Suddenly I am building a whole palace for myself, and that certainly is an illusion. And what's delusion? It's when the energy rubs me out of my imagination. I come to a point of I am deleted from imagination. Takes it out. Puts me in empty space, dark. I cannot even imagine. Wrong or right, I don't have any more power. So there is this power of illusion, delusion. There is a deception, and there is addiction. Because of being so sensitive, and because I want to choose to be alone, to connect to my inner self, because I need to space out, and the forces of my body doesn't allow me that comfort, I seek alcohol, I seek drugs, I seek anything that gives me that addiction to give me high. That's a strong possibility. But at the same time, because Neptune is the controller of this month, the motto, the word that the Pisces use is I believe. It comes under the force that realizes he has to serve, otherwise he will suffer. Comes to that conclusion. And that's why it comes and he says at the end, I believe. In this parasha, we said the aspect of materialism is very important for Pisces. Question arises, how can you bring God, which is infinite, into a limited world called body, physical world? How can you bring an infinite concept into a finite concept? How is that possible? How can I bring or realize God in this chair? How? This is limited. The will of God is unlimited. How can God get into this? Last week, we explained the concept of Mishpatim and the concept of Shekel. That means, and those people who didn't have the opportunity to listen to the last week, there is many ways available. Please listen so we can follow it. We said that in months of Adar, every Shabbat to Adar, we prepare ourselves with four extra parashiyot, extra chapters that we read. The first extra that we read is the parasha of Shekalim, is to give shekel. And we ask the question, what is this to give a shekel? Shekel is when you implement the law of God to its fullest and to its fullest of beauty, to fruition, and you establish it in this world. That's called shekel. That means I come to a point that I have the will and the power to make execute a decision. To make and execute a decision. At this point I have a free will. That means God gives me, whenever I express desire and will, power to do something, no matter for what, whatever it is, whenever I have that gevura, I have that willpower, I have free will to either to do the way I want to do it, which could be different than what God said so. That means to choose another God other than the Creator. That means if the God said, do this, and I'm at that point that I have the willpower of either to do it the way of God or to do it in another way. Any other way is other God. Other God. That's the only place I have free will. That whenever I have a willpower, which way do I choose to use this willpower? If I choose to use this willpower to execute the justice and the law and the mishpat and din of God in this world, be'emet ve'beshalom, be'emet ve'shalom, that way I have become one echad with my Creator. Again, I repeat myself. Whenever I have an opportunity to exercise free will, if I exercise that free will for sake of implementing the law of the Creator in this lower world, the material world, in its fullest, in Emet v'Shalom, then I feel unification with the Creator. Four parashiyot, four chapters, we read extra than the regular chapters. First parasha was Shekel. The parasha Shekel that we read last week, this week gave me an energy called Chasadim Shebeda'at. That means God gave me, by hearing that parasha, by just listening to that parasha, learning about Shekalim that we studied last week, to acquire an aspect of the energy called Mochin of Chasadim. What is Chasadim? What is Chesed? Love, sharing, compassion, to be a cause of continuity, cause of shalom, cause of revelation of emet. That's chasadim. Chasid is the person that uses the chokhmah of the Creator, uses the chokhmah of the Creator, and implements love v'shalom. Establishes love and peace. Now I ask you a question. I know all of us, we have wisdom. Anybody here doesn't have wisdom? Chokhmah. That's called wisdom. Yeah, if you can differentiate between certain good and bad, you have wisdom. If you can differentiate between green and blue, you have wisdom. If you can differentiate between man and woman, you have a wisdom. You have recognized, that's called wisdom. So all of us, we have good degree of wisdom. And bina, which is understanding in the real sense, and that, called knowledge. We have all acquired a certain amount of knowledge. Would you please tell me who gave you all this? Where did you get it? Who?
Experience.
You got your knowledge out of experience. But where did you get the chokhmah and understanding? From the experience you got the chokhmah? Really, from the experience you got Chokhmah? How can you experience anything if you don't have the Chokhmah? Trial and error. And then who gave you to understand which one is error and which one is good?
My surroundings.
By what?
My surroundings.
By your surrounding comparison? And everybody is a killer, that means killing is going to be good? That's how you're going to recognize? So whatever everybody says, that is your point of truth?
Well, that's
okay. Now, pay to your own words, pay some attention. It really becomes funny. Because this brain that you think you are, to set up the answers one after the other, that wisdom God gave you. And you better recognize it as quickly as you can. So I want to ask you a question. After you recognize that God gave you the wisdom and the understanding, would you please tell me for past 12 months, what have you done with it? Because there is an aspect of you and me that the end of this month on Purim is going to go up to God. God says, I gave you wisdom. I gave you an understanding. I give you the knowledge. On top of it, every morning I wake you up. And on top of it, I gave you two legs, healthy legs and healthy hand and healthy everything. Oh. And I gave you on top of it the neshama shenatata bi tahorai. The neshama that I gave you is a tahor and a good neshama. I didn't give you a second class neshama, first class neshama. But please, what are you returning to me? What are you returning to me? An eved? Smart? Better? Have you made it more beautiful? Have you done with it? Or you used it, abused it? And you know what? On top of it, you thought that you'd done it all. And by the way, all your experiences gave you all that knowledge and wisdom. You know, I did it. Now, we discussed many, many times the concept of Esav. Esav was the twin of Jacob. Esav and Jacob, when they were born, both of them, they studied with Abraham till age of 15. And they were both well educated in Torah and the law of God and the law of nature. Very well. The point is, Jacob decided to go the way of God. Now, what is it to go the way of God? Because Mishlei, chapter 3, Pasuk, Proverb. Do you believe with all the stories that you heard about David the Melech and Shlomo, they have done it all and seen it all? They're both kings. Have they seen everything? Oh yeah. They've done it all. Whatever me and you want to experience, Shlomo and David the Melech, they did. 10,000 times more. And he came at the end and gave a proverb. Those who make their ways the way of God, God will pave the road for them. That means, as soon as you decide to go the way of God, your life is your way of life. God is going to pave it for you. Instead of going to a bumpy road, God is going to make sure that your road is smooth. And that's the Mishlei, Proverb chapter 3, Pasuk 6. And that's the subject for this month. And what it is that I make this my way of life. I make God my way of life. What that means? To be religious? What do you see out of the word, God is my way? Because then I understand why I am reading four extra parashiyot this month. To receive what? What's the purpose? Why I'm coming to Adar and say, Marvivim besimcha. Where do I find the simcha? Where do I have joy in my life? Because simcha is the same letters of HaMashiach. Same letters. You have joy, you brought Mashiach for yourself. And I want to today to learn how I can go these steps to make it, to bring joy in my life, to bring to the final destination. So, what it is to make God my way of life? That means everything I see the way of God. Because God has the law how to see, what to see and what not to see. The Torah tells me what to see, what not to see, and where to close. I exercise my free will. As a matter of fact, Torah is teaching me how to exercise my free will. That when I reach to a time that I have a choice, I make the correct choice. If I have to listen something or not to listen something, that's the way of God. If something is godly and brings me close to the source of light, I'm going to listen. And I don't stand on a ceremony. If something that is not good for me to listen to because it's going to take me away from the Creator, from the light, I refuse to listen and walk away. Now, if you sit down, are you in control or you are not in control? If you sit down and you listen, but you don't like to listen, but you sit down, are you in control? No, you are not in control. Because you're afraid that if you leave, they're going to say, well, you know, you were not nice. I am affected by my environments. But my environment is God. If I hear things that is not for the ear of a Jew, if I see something that is not for an eye of a Yehudi, of a Jew, and I don't refuse, I haven't used my free will. The whole purpose is my free will I want to execute correctly. So, the way of God is that what I listen, what I see, what I smell, what I eat, what I touch, whatever I do, wherever I go, whatever route I take in my life, I have God in front of me and I go the way of God. And that gives me one very important thing is called discipline. If I don't have discipline and I set the rules per day the way I see it fit to my life, I am the Esav. Esav was the guy, he knew about Torah very well. But he said, you know what, God? I know you're God. But I don't want to go your way. What are you going to do about it? I'm going to take my chances here. I do enjoy whatever I can. It's the law of jungle. There is no judge. There is no jury. I have the power. I take what I can and what I want, I'm going to take. By force, by killing, by lying, by stealing, whatever way, as long as I satisfy me. Ahavat atzmi. I love myself. For that love, I will do everything. That's the Esav. Now, in order something to become to fruit, when the tree comes up, after the tree has to go and come out the trunk, after the root. After the trunk is the branch, and after the branch is the fruit. So, tree generation is really completion. Where do I see the result of my marriage? It's my children. But is the children is really going to give me the result? It all depends what comes out of my children. If good things come out of my children, so I have brought good children. But if bad things come out of my children, that means I haven't done good. So when do I see the result of my life? Grandchildren. So that means three generations. Now, the first generation was Esav. Who was the son of Esav? Eliphaz. And who was the son of Eliphaz in Torah? Name called Amalek. Then enemy number one of the Jews. And what is this Amalek? I want to go after the God whom I say twice a day, Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. I want to go about God who is one. And who is the truth? But the Amalek says, no. I want to go to El God Acher. Now El is 31. Acher is 209. With 31 is 240 Amalek. That's why Amalek is the grandson of Esav. Esav was the one that said, God, I know you are God, but I don't want to listen to you. I go after what I think I should do. Now let's go back. Let's go back all the way to the beginning from the first man. The first man, God took him, put him in Gan Eden. That means he had so much wisdom, so much understanding, full of it. There wasn't a man smarter than Adam, the first man. He could see the beginning and to the end. What was the problem? Why did he make a mistake? God told him, don't eat from this tree. And he asked, he said, why? He said, because if you eat this, it's good and bad. It's mixed good and bad. Don't eat it. You can't handle it, because you cannot handle it, you're going to die. Don't eat it. So Midrash says, Adam sat down and went into a cheshek. Now what is cheshek? What do we say cheshek in English? It's a lust. Bravo. It's kind of a hirur. Wait a minute. Let me try it once. It's not going to be that bad. Come on. It's not going to kill you. Try it. You might like it. Go for it. Come on. It's not going to kill you. What's the matter? Everybody is here enjoying it. Well, you're not enjoying it. You see the lust gets in? So he came to the cheshek for what? What was the problem of Adam? He had the wisdom. He had a lot of understanding and wisdom. What he didn't have is experience. Experience of what? How bad is bad? How bad is bad? We don't know how bad is bad. Hey, come on. Everybody does it. It's okay. I'm so strong. Believe me, tomorrow I can say no to it. Just once. Who's going to get you? The Amalek. The Nahash, the snake, is going to come to you. He says, hey, what's the matter with you? Eat. So by the time he ate, what did he do? Did he go with the word and the way of God? And he went the way of the snake. He went after the lost. He said, let me try to see what is this. If it wasn't good, God would not create it. Everything God created is good. So do it. That's the Amalek. That's the Esav. Let me cross a little bit, put the foundation, then we go to the question. So this first mistake of Adam, which Adam did by prioritizing his own lust to the order and the discipline of the Creator. And he couldn't come and say, look, I didn't know who Creator is. God talked to him every day. God took him out and brought him to his palace called Gan Eden. He said, here it is. Come, enjoy the whole Gan Eden. The whole thing is for you. But only one thing, don't touch this. Because this is not good for you. Who says so? I say so. Okay. But when the God went for a second and he looked around and said, God is not around, he says, come on. What's the matter here? And he made the mistake. What did he do? The good and bad got mixed up. Water is good? Oh yeah. But water is bad too. Fire is good? Oh yeah. But it's bad too. Everything is good and bad mixed up. Who did it? He did it. Now, for that, the Jews took 26 generations. Came to the mountain of Sinai. God showed them miracles. God prepared them. They went 210 years. They realized how really bad it is to be further away from the light. It was the times that they could have really with one mind do a lot of work. Right now they are slaves to their own desires to love themselves. They don't have no concept of godliness. No concept of spirituality. Everything is personality. God took them to Egypt, showed them miracles, brought them, opened the sea. Trumpet and noise and fire, and God comes down and gives them 10 commandments. They are not 10 commandments, 10 utterances. And told them, look, Anochi Hashem Otzati Otchem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim. I am that God. I'm coming down here talking to you. You know, I didn't take you up there to tell you. I came down to tell you guys. I'm the God who took you out of Egypt. You are mine. I bought you. You went, you sold yourself. I bought your soul back. I saved you. I took you as my, you know what? Finish. You became Bnei Israel. Became like Adam in Gan Eden before the mistake, before the sin. They reached that level. That's why they said, Naseh v'nishma. It was easy, no problem for them. At that level of spirituality, easily. Who doesn't want to take such a great God? For 6 hours. This Amalek, called Erev Rav, which is embedded into every Jew. Every Jew. Hey. Look. Keep Shabbat. Shabbat is great. But can I make Sunday as a Shabbat? What's the difference? God created all the days. So Sunday is easier for me. What that means? Keep kosher. Kosher? Why? This cow with this cow is different? This chicken with this chicken is different? This one has to have a stamp. If it doesn't have a stamp, it's no chicken? Who talks like this? The Nachash. The Amalek. Takes the free will away from you. You can't. Gives you a million excuses. And what do we do every time? Every time I refuse to implement the justice of Creator in this world, to show it. Every time. Because tzedek in Hebrew means justice. Correct? Tzedek. Now what is tzedakah? Is when I take the tzedek, the justice of God, from the Torah, which is from Shamayim, and bring it to the earth, to the material world. That's why the Mishpatim, the Rebbe tells us that, but there is a limitation. However, the Mishpatim reflects how spirituality can be connected with material existence. The Mishpatim, the laws of the Torah, teach me how I can bring infinite into finite. You don't believe it is possible? Look at the tip of your finger. Show me another one like this one. Show me. One. Like it. How is that possible? Show me if it's possible. So he brings physicality to the tip of your finger. The spiritual. The infinite. So Mishpatim, which is the law of the justice, of the tzedek, the chukim of the Torah, the law of the Torah, it gives you how you bring this real spirituality into the world of physicality. And then we come to the parasha of Terumah. And what the parasha of Terumah does is that tell me how I can make from the physicality world, the physical world, and the spiritual world. That's why God says, look, make a mishkan. What is mishkan? Sheshachanti betocha. Make me an apartment. Make me a small place. Open up an opening for me. But however, this mishkan has a certain dimension and certain rules, so I can come and reside within you one-to-one. One-to-one. Please. And the Parashat Terumah is teaching us how I can establish a mishkan. A place. an apartment, a dirah, so God can come and reside within. What was the difference between the Mishkan, the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle that they made in the desert, and the Beit HaMikdash that they did in Jerusalem? What was the difference? Both of them, God came and revealed itself. Came down to the physical world. The infinite came to the physical world. If we take the dimension that where God says put the Aron Kodesh, where is the tablets are, the dimension doesn't fit the place that God said. It's bigger. But it fits. It fits. So somehow the spiritual world can change the law of physicality. We don't believe it is possible, but it is possible. If we follow the rules and the dimensions and the discipline that the Torah gives. Let's go back to the idea that in these 4 months, in this month of Adar, 4 parashiyot, first is Shekalim, that is, I'm going to have the knowledge of Chassadim. The knowledge of Chassadim, that means to bring the Chokhmah of the Creator into love and compassion and sharing, knowing the knowledge of it, He gives me. For what purpose? 2nd week, we read the parasha of Zohar. Zohar, that means you have to totally destroy and take the name of Abalek out of all the worlds. Listen to me very carefully I say. From the world, you have to take this energy of Amalek. You have to take it off so there is no zecher, there is no remembrance of this energy called Amalek. Which is safek, is the same thing, is doubt, is the one that is changes your mind. Says, don't say Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. And you emphasize on Dalet. Instead of Dalet, take a kotz off, make Acher. Take another God for yourself. Choose any God you want. Make as many, how do you call it? Statues, as many gods as you want, 1,000 gods. Make for everything for yourself God, as long as it makes you happy. That's Amalek. So you need the power of Shekalim in order to get rid of the Amalek. Now this Amalek did not leave us alone. When we came out of Egypt, it came to fight for us, with us, with no excuse. Finally, we were able to get the Torah and clean all the mistakes of 26 generations. We got the Torah and we got rid of the death. And here we came after a no time, we created the Egel. What was the Egel? What was the Egel that the Jews created? The calf, the golden calf. What that golden calf represented? Same mistake of Etzeda'at Tovara. What is Etzeda'at? I want to know. Curiosity kills. There are certain things the Jew says, look, it's not my domain to go. I say to my brain, no. Because I get into it, I get temptation. There's a cheshek. It keeps on. Today I say, leave me alone. Tomorrow he comes after you. Doesn't leave you till you give it to him. So came Egel. Now go into Egel and fill up Egel, the word Egel. Egel is that what we created. Egel is Ein Gimel Lamed. Let me write it in full. Write Ein, Ein Yud Nun, Gimel. As Gimel Yud Mem Lamed is called Gimel, Ein Lamed. I write it in full. And I add it up all together, becomes 287. Ra. Ra, which means bad, simply bad, is 270. Tov is 17. Together becomes 287. That means the fruitness, the accomplishment of the Egel was exactly the same as to mix good and bad again together.
Is it?
Okay, do tov and take ra, add it together, it becomes the milui of egel. No. Chachamim, who is the source of bad and good? What was the action of Egel really represented? The good and the bad. That's what it wants only to say. Now, what was the Egel, the actual building this god of Egel? What the Jews looked for to make the Egel for? Why they fall for it? Why, after seeing all these miracles, they saw God's voices. They received the Ten Commandments. They saw 1 year of miracles. They saw the opening of the sea. Why they made the Egel? Why? Honestly. What was hard? Why they had to go and create another god? Because after they created the Egel, they said, Israel, El Elohecha, this is your god. The Jews wanted the god that they can feel, and they can touch, and they can talk to. They said, look at these guys. You go into a church, you see statues, you see pictures, you talk to the guy. You buy him blankets. You give a lot of attribute to it. There is a... This guy came as a human being. I can communicate with it. This God that Moshe talks about, that he went... Where can we find him? So let's make a God for ourselves. And they made a God for themselves, which is the egg. And this is my... Now, honestly, you and me, do we make God for ourselves? And every time we do, what do? We mix good and bad together. And then I complain, why my life is one day good, one day bad? Why I'm a yo-yo? One day happy, one day I'm not happy. I'm an elevator, going down and up and down. I'm tired to go up and down. Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
First of all, that wasn't my question. My question is, when you do numerology,
yes,
you always take the ayin as what it is, gimel for what it is. Here, you broke it down. Ayin yud nine is ayin yud nun. Gimel yud, so it completely...
I made a milui.
Yeah.
Yes.
I never do that.
Why?
I've never seen it before.
There's always first time for everything. Because I chose it this way, because this is going to take me to destination. That probably going to take me to another destination, and we're going to get to the point that we're going to do that too. But this brings me to one conclusion that I want to understand, that out of this Egel, what was the mistake? He says, you know what? It was a mistake that it mixed part of this animal that was created was sure, was a bull, and part of it was a donkey. Duality.
What is Tov and Ra? It's only Ra. What's Tov in the Egel? It's El Acher. It's a statue.
Look. Come on. They wanted to have a god.
But you can't you said communication. You can feel it, but you can't communicate. Statue doesn't talk.
Listen. It's a beginning. No. Come back to me. It's a beginning. The guy said, look at everything in the world. Anything is only good? They are good and bad.
Nuh-uh.
Water is good.
Talking about the Jewish people building a statue, there is nothing good about it. There is only bad. What's good about it? Et hadat ayavotov. It has fruits. What's good in the statue?
Okay.
The gold, it's worth money?
No. You are judging now because the Jews made a statue, he's
right.
Totally bad.
Right.
But maybe made a statue that represented something good?
It's their desire to have a God that was the good part.
They had a God.
No, they wanted the God to feel. I want to feel this guy. Don't you want to feel the God right now? And this is teaches you that way, by mixing good and bad, you're not going to feel God. Just the opposite. You're going to go further away from God. You have this desire. You want. Don't you want to get connection to your soul? Do you know how to connect to your soul?
Yeah, but you can't ask me that question.
Why not?
Because we're studying for too long that I'll answer an honest question. I would like to see him, and I would like to sit and have coffee with him too.
Right.
But I know it's not realistic.
I tell you, I can sit down with him and have a cup of coffee with him any day. Because as soon as I take the coffee, I say, where this coffee came from? Came from the beans. And how, where the beans came from? It came from here. And I go to the source, and I see the source of it is God. And then by connecting to the source, which is God, I said, you know what? Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Niyah Bidvaro. Like, come on, with whom am I having God?
You know it, but you asked me if I want it, like,
feel it. Now I want to teach you the feeling. Like, for real.
No, I feel for real. No, but, like, you know.
No, if you feel it, why do you doubt it?
I don't.
So
that's why I said you can't ask.
You want to make sure that I know it too?
I know you do.
Let's find out. I want you to feel God. Because this was the original desire. And nothing wrong. Me to feel God in my life. Because how can I make him the way of my life if I don't feel him? I went through all this misery up till now, 5,000 and years, for one purpose. To feel him within me. And God is telling me, Tasuli Mishkan v'shochanti betocham. I want to come. Give me a space. Give me a bedroom. You know, you cannot afford the bedroom. That's all right. Give me a bed. You cannot afford that. Give me a corner. But let me. Let me. Now, I want to understand that feeling. And God's willing, we're going to go into it. Because we will see what it is, all these things we do as a Jew, give it meaning. So here it comes. He says, every time you use your willpower and your free will not to implement the way of God, you have caused the klipa. You have created a separation between yourself and the light, the creator. For that, God said, you know what? I want you to take this Zecher of Amalek, this energy from you that wants to take another God and replace me. I want you to get rid of it. For that, you have to make a shekel, not in the one olam, in all the olamot that I have created. The first olam from below to above. The olam that we are, the world that we are in, is called olam hazeh, this world. The world that is above me, the next world, is olam asiya. That means the world of action. The olam that is above that olam is called olam yetzirah, the world of formation. The olam that is above that olam, it's another olam called olam bria, the world of creation. And there is the highest olam. And that olam is when a Jew, with all intention and really doing good work and effort, when it reaches to lachash, amida, where I say, Adonai sefatai tichtach upi yagid teilatecha, which is olam atzilut, that's why I don't have to scream. I stand in front of God and I talk to him one to one. It's called Olam Atzilut. Now, until such a time that I don't take Zecher of Amalek, that means this doubt that it is in my head, in four levels, out of myself. That means out of my liver, out of my heart, out of my right brain and left brain totally, I shall not reach the state of joy. I shall not feel it. Because there is still Isav Yetzer Hara within me that does not allow me to do the binding with the Creator. So for that, the Zohar HaKadosh teaches us that we have for each olam, each world, to pay shekel. And by paying a shekel in every world, I can reach that freedom. Now, what is this shekel? We said this shekel is that amount of your nefesh, your soul, your energy that you are canceling to go your way and giving it for the Creator, for His cause, for His sake. That's why He says, Tikhu li teruma. What is li in Hebrew? For my sake. In literally, God comes to a Jew, He says, you know what? For my sake, please, I love you. Take it for me. Take this responsibility. Take it in your hand. Do it. That's why He says, Tikhu li terumati. As per how much your heart desires, take it. How much you want to feel me, take it. Literally, in the parasha tells me, take it. How can I take it? Give the shekalim. He says, what of the shekalim? He says, you are in this world of material world, which is the truth, is total concealment. You don't see the truth. Good and bad is mixed in this world. You want to become and reach the world of Asiyah. You want to take transcend. You want to get an Aliyah. You want to bring the physical world into the spiritual world. You want to bring a spiritual world in your physical world. First step, become Yehudi Pashut. When you take the numerical value of the Yehudi Pashut, that means simple Jew. A simple Jew. It's equal to shekel. What is simplicity? And that's the work of Adar. That's the work of Pisces. If a Pisces learns how to become simple, the life, make the life simple. What is complexity? Against it is simplicity. You go to a restaurant, they give you 10 pages menu. It takes you 5 hours to see what these guys are making. And at the end, what happens? The waitress comes and says, okay, no. So finally, you give a dish. They bring the dish. Oh, you hate this dish. You really want the dish the guy or the other guy had. Always I see it. So what complexity is going to do for me? Simplicity. And he says, dagim. Live like a dog. Like a fish. Not dog. Dog. What that means? Do you see all the fish? Why you don't see all the fish? They are concealed. Why they are concealed? That's the fish is against Ein Hara. Don't show off. Don't make something that everybody look at you. Don't be proud. Don't think that you know it all. Don't act like you're knowing all. Don't act like a big man. Don't act like you're a big shot. So they say, what a great man or what a great woman, and look how she is this or how she is that. Be like a fish. They shouldn't see your greatness. Conceal yourself like a fish. That's why it calls this month of fish. Live like a fish. Depend in the source of your existence. You take the fish out of its domain, it dies. Refuse to come out of your domain. Conceal yourself in the domain of truth. Conceal. Cover yourself. And when you get out of the world of simplicity, you become more complex and more complex. What's going to happen? You are exposed. You are going to get exposed. The complexity is going to bring you into exposure. The first step for a Jew is to become Yehudi and Pashut. And that's a payment of getting an Aliyah into the world of action. That means the beginning of you controlling your free will. It's the beginning. Otherwise, I lick a beautiful suit, I buy the suit. Who bought the suit? Who bought who? The suit bought me. I didn't buy the suit. The suit was behind the window. Say, hey, Joseph. Look at me. You're going to be really handsome. Buy me. It's not true. Don't you buy things because you look better? Who told you that? The suit told you. The clothes told you. The shoes told you. Your idea told you. So you come to the world that after you become Yehudi Pashut. That's when you go into the world of having some control in your life. Now I want to go higher. I want to go one level higher. I want to go to the Olam Yetzirah. That means I can form my thoughts. I can form my ideas. I can give formation to my life. Not only action, but go before the action. Control the formation. And that's the Olam Yetzirah. Now for that, I have to give a shekel. There is no... You cannot go from one world to another world without a visa. You got to pay something. Correct? So now I want to go to the world of Asiya. That means to control my nefesh. Olam Asiya is the energy of nefesh. It's my energy of my blood. To control my physical world. For that, I have to become Yehudi Pashut. For the go to the world of formation, I have to become Hasid Sameach. Now, what is Chassid Sameach? Very simple. Very simple. Sameach b'chelko. This is my portion to do today. This is what the cart was dealt for me. You know what? I have two alternatives. As a matter of fact, I don't have two alternatives. I'm a Yehudi Pashut. I have one alternative. And it's to go way of God. No too many alternatives. No alternatives. Way of God. That means I am going to do everything in my life to have a ratzon lahashpia nachad ruach layotzri. That means I want to use the wisdom of the creation and become a chassid. Chassid is the one that has compassion, love, sharing, and to be cause to the others. This is what the Pisces have to be. To serve. Serve who? Mankind. Not his purposes. And the Pisces is all into is the game of me. To take care of me. Who is there to take care of me? It's I, me, myself. We really have a good fun. We don't need anybody else. So the shekel that I give is to become a Hasid. And that's where I get the Ruach. Now, the first letter of the Ruach is what? And the first letter of Nefesh is? Nun. Nun and Resh becomes what? That's what in Pesach we pick up a ner, a candle. They tell us take a candle and look for chametz. What's chametz? Yetzer hara. That energy ra that is within me. And I need this candle of nefesh and ruach. The energy that I get in Purim, prior Purim. Because this two parashiyot, Zochoret Amalek, and Shekelim, we read before Purim. And when I get the nefesh and the ruach, I get the candle to be able to look for the chametz. It's not that the candle that I choose, I buy for a dollar, and I go around the apartment and look on the sofa. I say, hey God, you see, I'm doing your mitzvah. Here it is, I found a crumble of a bread. The exercise is good. It's me to get the energy of Chochmah, Bina, Da'at Yamin, Da'at Small, to get that Nefesh, that Ruach, so I am able to recognize the sickness in my soul. The sickness is the Ra that is in my soul. Is the Ra that I mixed within myself. Is the good and bad that I mixed in within myself. To get the Olah out of myself, the badness out of myself, separated from myself. Why? Because I want to choose the way of the truth. I want to choose the way of truth. Very simple. I want to put foundation of truth in my life. I don't want to deal with anything that is not truth. For that, I have to go higher. That's why I have another parasha. The Parah Aduma, which is Bina. It's a tahority, to become pure. To get the bad out of me is one thing. But to make myself tahor, I need Parah Aduma. That's the third one. And what shekel is there? Is when Yodea Sefer. Yodea comes from knowledge of Sefer, of the book. Which book? It's Torah. The more you have the knowledge of the Torah, the more you are connected with the energy of the creation. To the extent that was Moshe connected to the knowledge of Torah? Yes, he was called Ish Da'at. Was Yeshua connected to the knowledge of Torah? Yes. That's why he was able to stop the son. Say, hey son, by the time I have a war here going on. And by the way, you stop here till I finish the job. That's the Bria. How? It's when you bring the knowledge of Torah in your life. That means you execute the knowledge of Torah. You don't come and say, what is kosher? The chicken, all of them, they put their head under the guillotine. Ah, you want to tell me somebody stands at the front of the line and says a bracha, now this chicken is good? Who talks like this? Amalek in my head. So we see, if we take the numerical value of Yodeya Sefer, becomes again Shekel. And that's all I'm Bria. But that's not the end of the line for me. Because I want to become Yesod Olam. I want to become the foundation of the whole world. That's why we take Tzaddik Yesod Olam. Numerical value of a Tzaddik Yesod Olam is Shekel. And whoever became Tzaddik, and who is Tzaddik? Who takes the Tzedek of Creator. Tzedek is the word Tzedek. And uses the Chokhmah to make it Yesod HaOlam. That means his way of existence is only the way of God. That's a tzaddik. His way of life, his way of God, is not the way of Amalek. Is not of El Acher. And when I gave all the shekelim of the Olam Asiya, Olam Yetzira, Olam Bria, Olam Atzilut, Olam Action, Olam Formation, Olam Creation, and Olam of Nearness. As a matter of fact, Torah tells me as soon as I become Chassid, Sameach, I am connected to my soul. I have joy. Simcha is the same letter of HaMashiach. As soon as I become Chassid, as soon as I get this soul, I feel God. But there is no way I feel this godliness within me if I don't become Yehudi Pashut. Oh, you mean I cannot have a palace? Oh, you can have a palace. Don't boost the button. They shouldn't finger at you and say, wow, you know what? Refuse that. It's Ein Hara. Amalek is there to get you. Don't think that you are smart and you are capable. As smart and capable you are, this one is more capable. Fact, Adam Arishon had the highest level of Chokhmah and highest level of understanding. That didn't save him. The Jews, they had the knowledge, they had the Chokhmah, they saw the bad and they saw the good. They saw miracles that we cannot even imagine. And yet, they fall for the Amalek. Erev Rav is not a concept out of me. The Erev Rav is within me. Esav is within me. The Amalek is within me. The Pharaoh and the Yetzer Hara is me. But there is a soul within me. Soul within me says, don't go so much down. Create equilibrium between the personality and the spirituality. Bring the spiritual world into the physical world. You want to make money? Make it as a righteous person. You might not get very rich, but what do you want? To get very rich or to have joy in your life? You want to be very rich or you want to have love in your life, truly. You want to be rich and have material world, but when you want to get up in the morning, you hate to go to your office. Or you want to get up in the morning looking forward. Hey, I'm going to have another big problem today. As a matter of fact, if I go to the office, I know I'm going to get beaten up. But you know what's the beauty of it? I know God is going to walk the walk with me. I'm going to get into stumble and fall, but He's there to take me and raise me. I'm going to be bended off the pressure of life, and you're going to be get bended. But He's there to raise me again. So kef kefufim. So you go down and He picks you up again. Why? Because you chose to go the way of His way. Because you choose. You make the choice. You make the difference. You put the acher aside and you stuck to echad. And then your Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, you scream, has a meaning. Because you mean it. You've done it. You did the walk. You canceled yourself for sake, for His sake. When we are friends together, two friends, they got together. He said, for me, please. Just for my sake. Well, when do you say this? You want something special from your wife. Well, how are you going to get it? You're going to bully your way out? She's going to put you in the doghouse, so you might as well not do it. There is a way to do it. For me, please. This time only. Oh, she's going to get it. When can you say this? When there is a friendship, when there is a love between you and the wife. But if there is no love, so who are you fooling? Get away from me. And God in this case comes and says, Tikhuli, come on, I'm your God. I'm ready to do the dance with you. That's the best situation when God comes and tells you. He says, take me, please. Take me. And you know what? That's the Teshuvah of Purim, which is Teshuvah of Ahava. It's not because you're afraid. Because you love it. You want to go into a one-to-one love affair with God. Start a love affair with God. Make your way of life God. Promise you, payment is on time. It's very good. And all the banks give good credit for it. Questions? Yes, please.
How do you take the doubt out of yourself?
Bravo. Step. Going up. Start to be a simple person. And it's not to be easy. The first step, when they want to send the Apollo out of the earth, what's the most difficult time? When the airplane wants to take off, it's the most difficult time when it's taking off because it needs a tremendous amount of. The first step is difficult. When you get the candle, when you are in control of your nefesh and ruach, you have the light, you go anywhere, any hole in your character. You think our character is a simple character? It's a very complex character. There's so many holes in it. There's so many corners that pirates are waiting. Just waiting to get me. How many times you have fought for yourself? How many times you got yourself? I'd say always even better. How many good advices have you given to yourself? Come on. Change the government. Change the chairman of the board. Get rid of the president. Don't vote for him anymore. And that's why the discipline, it's hard. We are not used to it. Come on, I'm used to it to decide whatever, when I want to have my coffee, how I want to coffee, and which restaurant I want to go. You are going to stop me to go to restaurants that I like to go. You want me to give up filet mignons and lobsters and et cetera and et cetera, et cetera, and all the other pleasures that comes after the eating. You want me to say no? Why? Very simple. It's not the way of God. If you have the power to say to your stomach no, then you can control your brain. If you cannot say to your stomach and below your stomach, no, you're not in control. It's a fact of life. If you understand the purpose of what, why you eat and why you procreate and why you are a man and a woman with the responsibility of the man and what you should be your way, then you enjoy both the physical world and the spiritual world. Otherwise, if you don't serve, guaranteed, you will suffer. Guaranteed. The time, nobody knows. Any other question? Yes, please.
I struggle with this a lot. The desire, we're talking about money. I have a hard time because I become passive.
Oh, that's the temptation. You, simplicity, that doesn't mean I won't have goals and I won't have a drive with joy to reach higher and higher and make more. But if I give purpose of godliness to my physical acquirement, everything. Why do I want a house? Very simple. I want a house, number one, to make a mitzvah of putting mezuzah. I want a house that I can bring up Jewish children. I want to have a house that I can put Brit Milah in it and invite people. What have I done? What purpose? But another person says, you know what? I want a house that when I invite everybody else, I want them to come in. They don't think that I'm a poor person and I don't make money. Come on, you got to put nice drapes and nice furniture. But I don't have money. Go borrow money. It's okay. It's credit card. It's plastic. You pay it slowly. You know this money and the plastic is the best Amalek. It's the best weapon. Because you're not working for yourself. You're working for the Rolls Royce and everything else. Yes, work hard. Yes, go after physical world. And take spirituality, the energy of God, into the physical world. That's what he wants. Tasuli Mishkan, create me a space, whatever you acquire, and make me part of it with you. Have me in it. There is one way to eat the food in the morning, to eat bread. And there is another way to eat the bread. Both of them are eating bread. One, you say bracha, and you bring God on your table. And the other one, who? God? Who's he? Oh, he's the one that you give. Oh, Baruch Hashem, atati tel ani uchal. You give me, I'm going to eat. I promise you I'm going to enjoy it. And I'm going to at the end say thank you to you. But ask you a question. Ask it last week. When you eat, do you think where this food comes from? The ingredients? One by one, then you are connecting to your source. When you put your sisit on you come here, do you think with whom you are coming? What is this sisit that you are putting? What is your intention? Do you really go to the depths of your heart? And ask, hey, what's your intention, Joseph? Where are you going? What am I gaining? Whenever I go to the source of everything in my life, I find God. No matter what it is we do, we eat, we touch, we think about, when I go to source of it, inevitably I see God. And that is make God the way of your life. That's the proverb that David said with tremendously. He says, all these things, you want to have a smooth sail in your life? Make God way of life. And God is not something that I made up in my mind. Look outside in the nature, you will see aspect of God. Can you fight with nature? Can you change nature? Can you stop nature? Can you say no to nature? Who's in control? You or the nature? It's the nature. So whatever it is, let's start with the nature. And then I come to recognition that there is something above the nature that controls the nature. And there is something, finally, some energy that nobody writes his name, nobody takes off his name, and nobody knows his name either. But he writes everybody's name, and whenever he feels like it, he takes an eraser and erases it. And if he feels like it, he rewrites it again. That energy we call, quote-unquote, the light, God, and so forth. As always, I enjoy you. Have a Rosh Chodesh. Have a Chodesh Tov. Tomorrow morning is again Chodesh Adar. Is considered Rosh Chodesh. Bring joy into your life. Make happy. Give a smile. And give a hug. And put a lot of kisses. Love you all. Shalom. I love you. Oh, this guy doesn't give up. Ah.